Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman, the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today's guest is Matt Cavallo, an author, motivational speaker, chronic illness coach, and patient advocate who has dedicated his life and career to helping others living with chronic illness. He himself was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis at the age of 28. And his most recent book, 7 Steps to Living Well with a Chronic Illness, is the culmination of Matt's education and personal experience to give readers hope and guidance to live their best life in spite of their disease. So thank you, Matt, for being here. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me, Stacey.
Now, of course, finding out and getting that diagnosis, getting that news that your life would change forever must have been pretty difficult to take at just 28 years old. How did you deal with that, and what was it like emotionally and physically for you?
Well, I like to say I handled it better, but I didn't. I thought at 28 years old, my life was pretty much over. I had been non-functional from the waist down. I couldn't walk. I couldn't go to the bathroom on my own. And, I was thinking at that time, I had just been married to my wife for about 3 years, and I thought my dreams of having a successful career and living the life I wanted to was going to be over. And in my deepest, darkest moments, I thought my dreams of being a dad, I would never realize that. So it was quite devastating, and I stayed in a depression for quite a long time.
And what snapped you out of your depression?
Well, it's kind of a fun story, but my wife and I had always wanted a dog, but she didn't really want a dog. And whether we were getting married, graduating college, moving, whatever the circumstances, the timing was never right. And then about 2 months after my diagnosis, on my birthday that year, I was given a present, and it was a book. And I was thinking it was one of these, you got MS and you can do it, or, you know, a holistic, eat these leaves and you'll be cured type of book. And when I opened it up, it was a book about the breed Softcoat Wheaton Terriers. And I flipped open the cover, and there was a beautiful handwritten note from my wife saying that a litter had been born and that I got the mail from the litter. Now, my heart sank. I'd been wanting this dog for so long, but I couldn't walk. How was I going to be able to walk and take care of a dog? You know, furthermore, I didn't know what this disease process was going to do to me, so I just didn't want a dog that could possibly outlive me. But as I was looking around the room and my eyes met my wife's, I could tell at that moment she needed me to have the dog more than I ever wanted the dog. So I grabbed her, hugged her, told her I loved her, and I promised her on that day that no matter what my MS was doing, I would walk that dog once before work and once after work. And it's been just over 9 years now, and I haven't missed a day.
And I know that, and this probably I'm assuming is related, that your initial book was a memoir, The Dog Story. So is that a little bit more about how the dog has helped you?
Well, yeah, it was. The dog story was a journal that I had been keeping in the hospital, and because I wanted to remember the sights, the sounds, everything that I was going through, everything that I was experiencing. And when I was discharged from the hospital, I wanted to read another patient's experience. I didn't want like a technical manual about the disease. I didn't want anything like that. I wanted to know that I wasn't alone. So the dog story was kind of my bedside journal from that hospital experience, and it's been helping people all over the world now for the past couple of years that need that personal patient experience. And it's not a story about my dog, it's a story about getting the dog.
And Matt, your next book, your most recent book, The 7 Steps to Living Well with a Chronic Illness, it's an educational guide. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about, if you can, quickly, you can't go into too much detail about each step, sure. Of course, but kind of run them through those steps.
Sure. So, you know, one of the challenges that I faced when I was diagnosed was reacclimating to society. You know, I was having problems with communication. I didn't know how to talk about things with my boss. I didn't know how to talk to my friends or my family. And I was feeling like, you know, I wasn't a person anymore. I was this disabled guy, and I didn't know how to break free from that. So I started kind of attending support groups. I ended up going to work for a hospital. I went to get my master's in public health, and I started my focus on you know, how do you communicate to others when you go through this kind of sentinel event of getting a chronic illness, or you know. Not only that, how do you navigate the health system? The health system is very complicated. So what I try to do is I try to put all the steps that you would face in being diagnosed to accepting the disease and rediscovering your person, your purpose as someone who can live their best life no matter what cards you're dealt. And so that book just gives you strategies for coping, for navigating the healthcare system, communicating with others, all the things that not only myself but others that I've worked with have similar experiences. So I really wanted to draw those together in steps that everybody could understand.
And Matt, out of all of those things within 7 Steps to Living Well with a Chronic Illness, what would be the number one best piece of advice that you can offer to someone who was recently diagnosed with a chronic illness?
Just to never give up. No matter what happens to you, no matter what your struggle is, just keep fighting because you are worth it. And if you put the time into it, you're going to get the outcomes that you desire. So never give up on yourself and just keep fighting. And there's a ton of resources out there available to aid you in this journey. You just have to seek them out. But as long as you believe and you don't give up hope, you know, you will be successful.
Well, Matt, I wish we could continue this conversation a little bit more, but we are bumping up against the end of our podcast here. So we would like to remind our listeners that you can learn more about Matt Cavallo, his books and services he offers on his website, which is mattcavallo.com. And that's MattCavallo, mattcavallo.com. And his books are available on Amazon.com as well. So thank you, Matt, for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Stacy.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the hearts of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com. Discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.